You're listening to Banal Leakage, Episode 41, Apple to Apple. This episode is all Apple related and my thoughts on the new Macs and the iPads that came out recently. So I picked up a new Mac Mini, the 2014 model, and a 2012 model, more on that later, and an iPad Air 2, which I talk about and I cover in this week's news and rant. And with that, let's start the news. The iMac 27-inch with Retina display. So this was, I would have to say, probably the biggest announcement on that week ago Thursday when Apple announced all their new products. I finally got a chance to play around one with this new model last week at my local Apple store, and the screen is incredible. let me tell you, if you've read any of the reviews on this new iMac, oh my God, it's insane. I mean. I could see taking some time to get used to this increased resolution. So I've been working in 1440 by 900 for years, you know. As long as I can remember, I've owned MacBook Pros for the last while. So any upgrade to this new resolution would be stark for me. So speaking of, the resolution is now 5120 by 2880. Yeah. So, yeah. Holy crap. That's many times more, you know, than what I have now. I mean, yeah, I 1440 by 900, 2880 is twice what my horizontal resolution is. That's just, oh my gosh. Anyway, so, you know, I hook up an external monitor that I use with my MacBook Pro, and that goes to 1920 by 1080. So, yeah. Insane amount more than that even. So, you know, so the screen is the big focus here, but there's other specs here. You know, there's two Thunderbolt 2 ports now, which is nice for connecting up external drives, monitors, other devices. Both of these Thunderbolt 2 ports also act as mini display ports for, you know, your monitors and support. USB 3 ports, upgradable, your storage is upgradable to 1 terabyte of PCIe flash storage, so that's a lot faster than your normal SSDs that are out there. So, yeah, so much Mac. I mean, it's highly capable of being a production system. I mean, you know, a lot of, you know, last year, last December, they released the new Mac Pro, which is highly an insane computer. I mean, it's just, I've never used one except at the Apple store. So, so same on this, but I mean, you know, this could be used as a production system. So I you know, just for whatever, I priced one out, and just the basic model with 8 gigs of RAM, the 1 terabyte hard drive, not the Fusion drive or the flash, but just the regular standard hard drive. And with Apple Care, came to over $2,800. That comes with 8 gigs of RAM. So I would have to upgrade the RAM to 16 gigs of RAM. You know, not something I can pull off today, but it would be nice as a future Mac. So you can bet that this is going on my want list. Yeah. iPad Air 2 is faster, thinner, and brighter. So, and then the iPad Mini 3 hardly got updated. Yeah, so anyway. So I was using an iPad Air from last year. I bought it last November, so I barely had it 11 months here, and sold it to a friend at work, and purchased the iPad Air 2 in silver with the 128 gig of storage and just the Wi-Fi only model. The cellular option was another $130, which I didn't care to opt for since I normally tether from my iPhone 5S. So. You know, maybe someday I'll get the cellular option, you know, but I just, it was going to be an extra $10 a month in my AT&T plan, and I, you know, I already used to tethering for my iPhone, and I have a charger for it, and so, yeah, I'm happy, I'm fine with it. So, you know, when they announced this a week ago Thursday, I was really impressed with the features and everything. I mean, I poured over the features that day, and A day later, I pre-ordered my Air 2. So this thing is thinner, lighter, and faster. And all three of those things are just, it's incredibly awesome to think that they could make this thing thinner, lighter, and faster. But they did. And, you know, I mean, my iPad Air was no slump, that's for sure. I mean, it was, you know, heads and tails faster than my previous iPad, the third gen. And I owned an iPad 2 and the original iPad. So, you know, comparatively, this thing just blows the doors off everything. So, you know, so I've been using it for, I got it last, not this past Thursday, but a week ago Thursday. And I've been using it the past week. So I'm impressed with it so far. You know, it's been good. I've been very happy and pleased with it. It's not it's really nice. It's a dream to use, really. So I don't have any issues with it at all. I mean, I really enjoy this. And you know, I had thought, you know, people have asked, you know, hey, did you consider an iPad Mini? You know, and I did consider an iPad Mini 3. But when I started looking at it, the only difference between that and the iPad Mini 2 is the Touch ID, which the Air 2 has. So not much differences. So, I mean, you know, so the Mini 2 and the Mini 3 are almost identical except for the Touch ID. So I, you know, and I like the bigger size of the Air, which, you know, is smaller than the original iPad. And thinner, obviously. So, but it's still, the screen size is still 9.7 inches. So it's nice. Speaking of the Touch ID, it's nice to have it both on my iPhone and iPad now. So it's, you know, seamless. I just touch it, it logs me in. I don't have to type my passcode or anything unless I turn it off and turn it back on, or do a restart, I should say. So cases, yeah. There's not that many cases out right now for the iPad Air 2. So there's one I'm looking at right now. It's out of stock, and hopefully it'll be in stock here soon. I'm traveling here in 2 weeks, so it'd be nice to have something that I don't have to fumble together, you know. So I might have to just go buy something temporarily, use it while I travel, just so I don't break or damage this thing. So right now I'm just using a slightly oversized iPad Air cover on the 2. It does fit, but not everything, the ports and the camera aren't right and everything. So yes, it's a great iPad and one that I should use for the next year at least, hopefully longer too. Yeah. iOS 8.1 adds Apple Pay and brings back the camera roll. While I can't take advantage of Apple Pay until I upgrade to an iPhone 6. I have an iPhone 5S. So I was happy with the return, you know, so 8.1 added the camera roll. They took it away originally when iOS 8 came out, so it was, you know, I did miss it. I got used to having access to my entire camera roll, you know. There was recents, which I want more than recents, and I don't want to have to go somewhere else to look at it, so. So I'm very happy to see Apple still listens to those of us when they remove a feature or function. As for other features, I'm still enjoying the ability to remove myself from group SMS messages. I'm really surprised it took 8 versions to get that here, but hey, you know, it's here now. It's nice. I can remove myself from group messages. Do you know how irritating that is to get group messages? I think I did a rant on it already. Maybe I didn't. I'll have to go back and look. But I had an odd Wi-Fi connection issue that plagued me through iOS 6 and iOS 7. So upgrading to iOS 8 and 8.1, it's gone. I mean, things are working fine now. So I've not enabled iCloud Drive yet, as I still have a couple Maverick systems, my MacBook Pro and a Mac Mini 2012, which I will get to here in a minute. That I need iCloud document storage on to share. So I'll go into more detail on this, but basically once you enable iCloud Drive, anything older than iOS 8 and OS X 10.10 Yosemite loses access to iCloud. Yeah, that's kind of sucks. But so far, I really do like the stability of iOS 8.1, and I hope it continues to be stable. This week's rant. The new Mac Mini for 2014 limits expandability and upgrading. So, as I mentioned earlier, I purchased one of the new Mac Minis. I've owned several Mac Minis over the years. I mean, like 2005 or 2004. So when I bought one of the first ones that came out, the old G4 ones, and now my wife has a 2010 model, my daughter uses a 2011 model, and then I bought this 2014 model. So, but I had to custom order it because you can't upgrade the RAM. So I ordered a custom mini with 16 gigs of RAM. In the meantime, I also purchased a 2012 Mini to replace my wife's 2010 Mini. It was going to be $400-something to upgrade the Mini, and I just didn't think it was worth it to put that much more into the older Mini. I'd rather buy a new one. So this new, so the 2012 model that I bought. So yes, if you're keeping count, we now have four Mac Minis in this house. So. Including my daughter's, actually. So she lives on her own, so it's at her house. But so we have three physical ones here in the house. So the 2012 model I bought is an i7 quad core, which I upgraded aftermarket to 16 gigs of RAM. The new 2014 model I ordered, like I said, I had to order 16 gigs of RAM because you can't upgrade it. Now, you know, I understand, you know, things are different now, you know, as far as upgradability, I mean, but, you know, the Mini was kind of cool. It was kind of a thing that you could upgrade on your own, and you could, you know, the hard drive, or you could upgrade the RAM, you know, not a lot of parts, but, you know, it, from an expandability standpoint, it was really cool. Now you can't do that, so... Anyway, so, and this new 2014 Mini is not a quad core. There was no quad core option, only dual core. So it does use a Haswell processor, which is nice. You know, so it, which is faster, but, you know, to admit the quad core option and not let the user upgrade the RAM like in previous models, this is one of my irritations about Apple, you know. Like I said, I really understand this, but now the only models left to upgrade are the 27-inch iMac and the Mac Pro. So if you order it now and get what you, you know, custom order what you need at this time. So anyway, I'm still getting used to Yosemite, which has its quirks. More on that in a future rant. But Mac Mini, I'm sorry. I wish you were still upgradable. This week's shameless plug, my MacBook Pro 15-inch, still running well after over 5 years. I bought my current MacBook Pro 15-inch late 2008 model in August of 2009 from the refurbished Apple Store. Over 5 years later and a few upgrades, it's still running quite well. I mean, you know, the 256 megs of video RAM struggles for any video production rendering that I do, so... takes a lot of time, hours in some cases. I upgraded the hard drive to an SSD, which helped extend its life a lot. I mean, it does make things snappier, you know. I took out the DVD super drive, added my the previous 500 gig hard drive I had for more storage, so I have almost 1 terabyte of total space in this thing. Yeah, had to replace the battery on it 4 times, had a logic board replacement while it was still covered under Apple Care. So I would love to someday get a MacBook Air to replace this, you know, which will be, you know, much speedier. You know, I'm okay with going to 13-inch because the resolution's at 1440 by 900 still. So, and it would reduce the amount of weight that I have to carry. I mean, this thing's, it's heavy. It's 5 pounds or, I don't know, or 4 pounds, whatever it is. But for now, it's my laptop, and it's one of my favorites and one of my longest-lasting machines, actually. So it's been really good. Think different. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.